Thousands of travelers have been stranded at Bangkok International Airport. It's been seized by anti-government protesters in Thailand. This is the latest development in a four-month opposition campaign aimed at bringing down the government. And we're going to get more this morning from William Barnes. He's a correspondent for London's Financial Times newspaper. He's in Bangkok. Mr. Barnes, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And have you had a chance to see the airport?
Briefly, we just circled it from a distance and didn't bother to go near. It seemed to be too much trouble.
What made it seem too much trouble? What could you see?
Oh, there are People's Alliance for Democracy people. The anti-government protesters have surrounded it and are monitoring carefully who goes in and out. And it seemed to be taking quite a bit of time to get in. So why bother? We just sort of held ourselves off and came back to the office.
I want to try to understand the geography of protest in Bangkok right now. The international airport is shut down. And haven't we heard stories in recent weeks about how the government was forced out of its offices and was running the country from another airport?
It's not clear at all where the government is running the country from at the moment. It's been forced out of Government House many weeks ago. It reestablished itself at Bangkok's old airport, at Don Mueang. Now, the protesters have invested their government offices there. There was talk of them moving to army headquarters. That may or may not have been true, but the protesters shot over there as well to surround that. And now they've moved to the airport. So everything's a bit of a mess, really.
And let's try to figure out what happens next here. I'm looking at a piece of writing from the Associated Press from Bangkok, and it includes this line. It says the demonstrators appeared intent on forcing the military to intervene and bring down the elected regime. And now we're seeing signs that Thailand's military is making some moves.
Well, the army chief, General Anupong, has suggested that the protesters leave the airport, but he's also suggested that the government should resign and parliament should be dissolved and presumably another election. But on the other hand, the army chief has actually said that about 3 weeks ago. He suggested that the prime minister should resign after a particularly violent police suppression of one of the protests. And the Prime Minister didn't resign, and it's not clear what's going to happen, but my guess would be that the Prime Minister won't resign, because why throw away a political card? The anti-government protesters are losing popularity. I think people are just getting fed up of them. They seem to be somewhat monomaniacal in the way they're going about it. They're so focused on bringing down the government. They don't seem to be looking very much further. They don't seem to be, you know, they haven't explained what they expect to happen afterwards, because the chances are that whichever government party emerges to fight another election will probably win again. So people are just getting a bit fed up, I think, all round.
Mr. Barnes, thanks very much. William Barnes is of the Financial Times, and he is in Bangkok, Thailand, where the international airport has been closed by thousands of protesters. And as he says, the precise location of the government is unknown at the moment, and the military is trying to encourage some solutions.